The very best flights are those that end with me getting laid, or in this case, laid. Although I'm very fond of the first, having a beautiful brunette drape a band of artificial flowers around my neck with an appreciative smile and an aloha ran a close second. The lay reminded me of the beads I'd brought home from New Orleans. It was another necklace to add to my collection. I held myself back from running as I climbed the jetway and reread Darcy's message. An incubus and a succubus in Maui. You both are going to set the island on fire. I smiled, my heart rate returning closer to normal. Darcy had been talking me off the ceiling for the last few months. Only my very best friend would put up with my insane angst that Eric's wouldn't be here, that he was dead or had forgotten about me or had found someone in hell that made me seem like a rank amateur. In spite of the cheerleader text from Darcy, I fretted. Demons lived relatively short, violent lives compared to other immortals. As a half-breed, I managed to fly under the angelic radar, but Eryx risked his life every time he crossed the gates from hell. He had to be here, though. I would have certainly heard if something had happened to him. And if he changed his mind, well, what better place to drown my breakup sorrows than in Maui? The memory of my best friend's rah-rah pep talks kept me stable through baggage claim, but my pulse leapt back into overdrive as I looked about for an olive-skinned man with shoulder-length sable hair, golden eyes, and enough sex appeal to turn the entire airport into a writhing orgy. He wasn't there, but a stork-like, balding Caucasian man was, holding a sign with Lowry written across it in bold black lettering. It would all be okay. He was here. He had to be here. Breathe. Breathe. There wouldn't be a car service unless Eryx had arranged it, and I doubted he had scheduled a limo pickup 6 months ago when he bought the plane tickets.
Amber Lowry.
I nodded and hid a smile as my driver did a once-over, flushed, and turned his head with an embarrassed wince. It wasn't his fault. I might only be half succubus, but it was enough to stir up lust in every human that saw me, even with minimal effort on my part.
Is this your bag?
He took the large rollerboard in one hand, wiping sweat from his brow with the other. There was no hiding my smile now. I could put him out of his misery with a quickie in the back of his limo. Images of his fantasies flooded my mind, stirring my own desires. Research on my thesis, preparing for my trip, and a touch of spring fever had made me careless about taking care of this part of my life. I was running a bit low. Sex fueled my energy, kept me alive, and outside of a few hard limits, I wasn't overly particular. I might be only 50% succubus, but I carried 100% of their needs. Married. My succubus side might not care, but I did. I refused to have sex with a married man. It was one of my hard limits. Sorry, limo driver. Not going to happen. I locked down my pheromone output and slid into the car, showing as little leg as was possible with my short skirt. It would be cruel to tease this man when I had no intention of following through. The scenery along the road from the airport didn't seem much like the glossy travel brochures my stepsister Niala had been happily shoving under my nose for the last 6 months. There were the obligatory palm trees and putting green-length grass outside of shops, stores, and parking lots. As we cut across the center of the island, heading west, the scenery increased minimally in drama. Tall, rounded mountains clustered to my right, fronted by acres of hardy island shrubbery and the occasional grassy pasture. The tour guide chatted nervously, pointing out landmarks and mentioning his wife, three children, and two grandchildren. Repeatedly. I smiled and tried to dial things back even further, bummed that I hadn't inherited some kind of calming ability from either parent. Demons preferred the humans around them to be terrified rather than calm, and elves apparently just didn't care what those around them felt. Honestly,
I couldn't imagine my elven mother and my demon sire getting it on.